not cooperating with it.
It's not having anything to do with it. Provider education, including midwives and alternative methods or opportunities to get that intervention early and fast and effective. So really most of the conversation was around acquiring the quantitative data and then being able to actually identify strategies and or activities and targeting specific audiences, whether that's through school district or low-mod income or however that looks, depending on the data. Anything else from our group? I might have kind of went high level over further discussion. It wasn't some bullets in here, so.
That was good. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
Mark wants to thank John for writing past. He's probably after him, he's a bride. I want to start off talking a little bit about what we need to know. I'm not going to go through all of these. Some of the parallels very much what this is talking about. But one of the things that we wanted to know is, what are the programs that currently address children in our community and inventory? We need baseline data. There's a lot of data that we identify. There's the poverty report related to the 2010 census. And sort of, what are the issues particular in our community? We also agree with this group that the ACEs 101 course for the whole council. Another data thing, I'm going to talk about the case. Yes, I want to know what's going on in terms of budget cuts related to children's programs, early childhood programs. We want data about hunger. We want to know more about the success of the Family Resource Centers in the Vancouver Area School District. want to know more about the Nurse Family Partnership Program. What has been the impact of that program in our community, as well as the Partnerships for Healthy Neighborhoods, which is relatively new. But what's the data on that program? What are the feedbacks that we have learned about that? We have 16 pregnancies in the strategy, similarities, we ended on
50. I should have gone up there.
Paper run, Jones here. Who in that group was shooting spit wads?
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to get all of our council members up to snuff. We thought that with the Raising of America, which we saw clips of in November, once that is available on DVDs or whatever, that much like we did with Unnatural Causes work many years ago, to actually use that as a basis, perhaps even hold some community viewings and discussion groups about that Raising of America. We want to plan a work session with the Board of County Commissioners on this topic. Again, we were modeling after the work we did on the Unnatural Causes, having some experts available. We do want to hear Clay Mosher's data on ACEs and marginal justice system, which he talked about in the new violence forum very briefly. We need to identify groups to collaborate with, the justice system, juvenile court, CELF, ESD, all the early childhood programs. We'd like to host a community forum, I think, in the fall, once we have some strategies together. We need to be strategic. You know, this week we can spend a lot of time at each of our meetings, so we want to be very strategic about it. And another thing that came up is we really want to involve the youth in our community. Not only the programs that serve as kids, like Boys and Girls Clubs and Lunch Buddies, but also older students, kids in high school serving in P Clubs. P Clubs are often looking for projects, and you know, they could come and they have a central place where a P Club could say, we need to do a project, and what could they do that might help some of the younger kids. Overall, we felt that the focus of our strategies and outcomes should be on early childhood, pre-5, around that, knowing that we have to involve the whole community, adults and everybody else, but that our target should be focused at that.
For our group, we had all very similar themes. You know, I think one of the largest consensus in our conversation was that really, regardless of what the effect is, we're talking about, you know, doing intervention within the core family unit, parents, their relationship to each other, how they're raising their kids, because all that affects what's happening to those kids. You know, if there's a healthy parent relationship or rearing relationship with grandparents or what have you, you know, if they're healthy, they're not holding a knife to each other or something like that, right? And so obviously we want to take it back to the core. And the big question is, as a government entity or as programs, how do we effectively reach in and help that situation? And really, like everybody else, we came up with more questions than we had any kind of specific answer. We definitely, you know, one of the things we thought was, how do we even identify who these kids are or who these families are? Because from the study, they had, you know, they were asking adults in retrospect. But we can't go up to a 2-year-old and say, hey, have you seen a knife at somebody's throat lately? You know, something like that. They're not going to be forthcoming with that information. And if we ask the people that are living with it, they won't necessarily be forthcoming with that information either. So obviously the question is, how do we screen out? How do we know? And so part of that was that, you know, there are some public information records that we can pull from to help looking at certain areas that, you know, they rate for those trauma, those traumatic experiences. There's certain public information that we can pull from. There's other sectors, school counselors or teachers or other things that we can pull additional information from. And so just to be able to develop that into what a potential screening tool for our county could look like. In addition, you know, the similar thing is, what's working? Who do we know out there, either on a national scale or even in, here in our own county, that's dealing with these things, you know, trying to reach into the family unit and is having success? And then, you know, how do we measure that success? How do we know, other than guessing? You know, how can we be sure about what we're doing? So, I mean, those are kind of the main themes of what we got. Otherwise, back to, you know, we just had more questions. And obviously recognizing that a lot of the rudimentary skills of people that are having families, having kids, they're not there. People don't know how to properly raise children, you know, a lot of them. And so addressing that, there's the education component, but there's also that cultural component. It has to be a complete community-based effort. Because, like I pointed out, you know, it's like trying to swim up the Columbia River against the current. You know, if the culture in our community is saying one thing and we're trying to say something else, we're going to be bucking against the current. So, you know, we really need a community-wide effort for the community to say the same thing. And is there any other highlights? Anything else I should share? I think that was the main part. So it was a very similar theme to what the other groups have shared.
So we'll take this information back and pull it together, begin to develop the educational data component for your coming meetings. It's clear that you really need information to make decisions and to be grounded. We do have opportunities to bring folks in to present to the council. Present that general, I think some of the reviews that were there for Marnie's presentation, we definitely can bring that back to the council to get grounded in the work, begin to make decisions about where you would support or provide guidance as a council to the community around the cases. There is one opportunity, though, that we want to talk about specifically tonight, and that's about the public health forum.
Find my plan here. Thank you. So National Public Health Week is the first week of April traditionally, and they come up with various themes over the years. This year they are proposing a different theme every day, and when our outreach team got together to talk about National Public Health Week recently, we thought, well, you know, we've got something going on already that's quite consistent with the first theme, which had to do with early childhood or early childhood experiences. And we thought, why not just keep it simple and really focus on one thing and get bigger bang for the buck? So our proposal for National Public Health Week is to focus on ACEs and call attention to it and use that as also a way to raise awareness of the work of public health. So we had proposed having a forum, and I know Joan specifically mentioned having a forum in the fall, but
we could have two.
We could have two. Maybe
one more action, one.
Right, so introduce it. So we were proposing having an event here on April 10th, which is approximately a year later than the Understanding Youth Violence Forum that the Advisory Council hosted last year. And it's really a nice tie-in to that because it gets at one of the root causes of youth violence. And so I think it brings it full circle. And so it would be here. The goals of this event would be to not only raise awareness of ACEs and the work of public health, but also one of our primary audiences would be the Board of Health, and we would be trying to increase their support for our programs that prevent ACEs, such as P4H and Nurse Family Partnership and Children with Special Health Care Needs. So in addition to the Board of Health, we would have stakeholders and community groups who would be very important people to work with to be an audience for this event, as well as the media and the general public. We would have certainly key messages that we would promote. The fewer key messages that you can sort of hit hard, the more effective in sort of a communications plan. But we would want to talk about the health impacts of ACEs, the return on investment of preventing ACEs, discuss the good work that's already taking place and work that is proven, and then sort of working at the higher upstream level to make an impact on public health. What will this event look like? Well, it would probably be similar to last year. We took good notes from last year. We, I think, can learn from some of the things that went well and some of the things that we would want to improve on. It might involve a panel of experts again. It could involve a screening of the Raising of America, or a segment of it, and maybe some tables with community partners peddling their wares. Public Health Community Award is also something that takes place every April. We thought maybe that would be a nice tie-in to Public Health Week. We might consider having it also during the same week, perhaps at this event, if there is a tie-in, if we bring the award in to be one specifically related to somebody who's done work with ACEs. So there are a variety of ways we would want to promote this. We would use all the tools we have at our disposal. They include social media, news releases, posters, flyers, postcards, getting community partners to promote, CBTV. Basically, you know, you get creative. You don't leave any stone unturned. So after, you know, presenting this to this group here and getting, you know, if you agree with this plan, then we would probably want to put together a timeline, because it's a very short time until April 10th. We have basically 10 weeks to put something together. So we would have to go into action fast, probably have a core work group and a planning group, and get things going. So that is kind of what I have in mind. Julie, who's also on this outreach team that is working on this plan, has been very involved. Julie, do you have anything to add that you would like to mention that wasn't covered here? Or?
The only thing I would add about that is talking about the Public Health Community Award and really getting some input on that. We had talked about perhaps making it specific this year to work with ACEs. I'm wondering if that's really doable, but what are your thoughts about that?
Well, so when you think about that, I would suggest that you broaden thought. What you could think about would be an award for folks who have done work with families or community that support resilience and support the things that mitigate ACEs versus someone working specifically on the topic of ACEs. So you could reword it that way.
Right.
Or maybe you don't want to limit it, you know, at all. I don't think that you need to.
Although there's not much that doesn't impact ACEs. I mean, you could tie just about anything into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a question, we had some thoughts about the forum, and this was just the preliminary draft plan put together by Public Health. What we'd like to discuss now is, what would make a difference for you in terms of this forum, and how would you like to move forward with ACEs focus in the coming year? Is there something here important and key goals for the Public Health Council?
I think the council, every group talked about making sure everybody on the council understands the study and the implications of the study, how it's changing the paradigm of healthcare. I mean, I think that's something we plan to recommend to our leadership team, and maybe do that in February, just to have a presentation on the data about the ACEs study, maybe some other things, but I think we need to start there, so that if we're going to present something to the public here, we all need to be very knowledgeable. If we're going to be presenting something to our public, we need that first, everybody on the council needs to be very aware.
So if we got literature information out, and then had a speaker in February who's a national expert. Would that?
I don't know if he's a national expert.
Well, somebody who's
well-known
expert.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it might be helpful, too, if in February, along with that, if we could pull together our most current data from birth and some of the other data sources about the status or the demographics in our community.
Would it be possible to get just like a short executive summary of all the department or our public health programs that would interject in the family, child rearing, things like that, so we kind of know what's already out there, what's already happening? And
well, Greg, I think that's one of the things our group pointed out is it's not just public health, it's our community.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we wanted in our group was an inventory of what's happening, you know, all the things that's going on in our community so that,
right.
And we just hope that's been done before, but an inventory of different kinds of the Head Start programs, the poor results measure, the Boys and Girls Clubs, all these different things that support children.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea to compile that. I was just thinking, you know, just from the standpoint of public health, just from what's already existing within the organization.
Well, the other thing, well, we can let you know what our programs are, but the other thing we can get, besides what's going on with our community partners, is along with the literature, is get you some information on what I think in our group we heard what other health departments are doing, what other communities are doing, and then what's out there in terms of evidence of effectiveness of different interventions. So we can get that information to you as well.
So as you think about the things that you'll be wanting to hear about in the next coming months, how would that relate to what you think the forum should look like?
Yeah, because I think you're going to have to educate the forum as much as you have to educate the members of this committee, because they're going to come into it just as dumb as we are right now.
Well, and we're actually hoping that once you guys get up to speed on this, so one of the roles of the FAC is to actually provide direct advice and information to the Board of Health as well. So you guys relate directly to the Board of Health. That's why you were created, and one of the reasons you were created in the first place. So once you guys get up to speed, hopefully you'll be giving a perspective as community members. You'll be giving a perspective that kind of is additive or actually synergistic with us, and that you'll give a community perspective that we as employees can't do to the same extent, if that makes sense. The way you process this will be very different than the way us folks who work as employees process it, because you have a community perspective from where you all come from that we don't have, if that makes any sense.
We were talking about the proposal for the National Public Health Week. I think we need to decide if we are going to do it or not. So probably we need to vote on this because, like you said, we have 10 weeks. So are we going to take this as one of the national weeks? Let's say yes or no, and then we start moving on.
If you decide to do that, we provide staff support to anything you do. So you don't have to do all the work yourselves.
I think our interest is hearing as well how that would fit into the calendar of moving forward with your thoughts about increasing awareness for the council. But what pieces should be from our list of the things we want to know, what pieces should feed into the forum? So, for example, should the gap analysis or the what's happening in the community be a focus at the forum? What do you think we should be using to inform the community as well as ourselves?
One of the things is if we have a planning group to do this, that we could look at all this data and actually build this panel of presentations. Once all this data is integrated, we can look at what we need to know, what the strategies are. I think we should move ahead on this and get the planning group going, and then we would have a report back in terms of looking at the synthesis of this data, sort of say, okay, let's say we're going to have four panel members, what are we going to have to talk about? Based on what we think we need to know. And then we're also sharing that with you.
I'm hearing a couple of things. Adriana, you're suggesting we vote on Don's plan for Public Health Week. And then, Joan, you're talking about... Okay. But a subcommittee for the Public Health Week.
Yeah, once we vote to do this, we've got a committee to do it. That's all.
All right.
That's a discussion.
So another possibility for forum, so we said that our goals here that we propose were raising awareness of ACEs, raising awareness of public health needs, that's a major goal for us, but is another potential goal that the council wants to hear from the community. At the last forum, we were trying to engage the youth and hear from them, and we didn't have enough time to do that. Are we trying to gather it?
I think that'd be prudent.
Well, in our group, that's part of it. We talked about a forum later for the community in terms of strategies, and we were saying in the fall, once we learned a lot about what's going on, and this would be sort of a presentation of the nation state and the impact on our community, over the next several months, that would all settle down, and then in September, sort of say, okay, folks, what are we going to do in our community to improve the outcomes of kids in our community? I think it's too much to do it all in one forum.
And
then the follow-up action plan.
And the Board of Health will do that.
So the forum, focused on ways of raising awareness in education.
And to piggyback on what you were saying, it sounds like something interactive to get that community input would be good. Yeah. If we had a way, so it's not just lecturing at the public, but getting them to really participate with their questions.
I guess the thing I struggle with, and I know I say this over and over, but I just want one thing: point me the way. This is boom. This is our issue. So, and I like the idea of the baseline and looking at what's our greatest need. Picking that one thing, and I know it's not a magic pill or whatever, but just that one thing that we focus on.
For the year of the forum, right?
And maybe the forum is getting raising awareness and trying to find out, identifying the greatest need or something that we can accomplish a lot with it, whatever that is.
So would you feel comfortable if you focused on ACEs and beginning to learn about it and have a forum and then look at what can we do to improve, to target ACEs in our community? Is that specific enough for you?
No. I think it's
body of work.
There's just so much. Is it immunization? Is it prenatal care? Is it poverty? Daycare?
The health element, the Growing Healthy report was a big body of work also.
Right.
Part of what we're going to do over the next month is help focus. Once you get the literature and learn more about it, I think it'll become a little bit more clear right now. So it will become more clear. I think we obviously have some work to do on this, and we're committed to getting you guys up to speed. But the other thing on your meeting agendas, you notice there's always room for public. There is public comment there. So I think having an opportunity to make it, somebody brought up making it interactive would be really good. It's an opportunity. Now, you're going to learn stuff in the next couple of months. You're going to put this forum on. But the forum is going to be an opportunity for you to hear feedback from the community as well.
Right. No, I think it's good to have a forum, and I think it's good to talk about ACEs and for us to be to educate ourselves about it.
But then we need to decide. I agree with you, Rose. We need to decide then, so what? But I think we need that education to understand what we're dealing with, and then we can focus on. We want to make sure every child has enough food, because being hungry is a case. We want to deal with domestic violence and the harm to children. But I think we need that baseline.
Right.
Understanding what ACEs are and how they impact the health of people before we can target something. So that's all I'm suggesting, is we start with that basic education and then move into more strategies.
And the hard part for an advisory council, for any advisory council, is how do we stay at the policy and systems level? How do we inform our policymakers to something that changes the system. It's easier to think about it in the realms of planning. Maybe we advocate for a zoning or a code change. I think that's a lot cleaner to think about. I think if we think about this, it's harder to get our minds wrapped around what's the system we want to change, what's the opportunity to change that system. It's pretty easy to get into the program. We start talking about things like, we want to make sure every child has an FTE, and how would, what would it be the system change that got us there? So it's very hard to do system level work in some areas like teachers and community based work. So that's what we'll be bringing towards you as we hear more about your interest in provide education is now what's a system level change that we can advocate for, or we can support. For example, we applied recently, our educational systems have, are going to universal full-day kindergarten. That's a huge change in our community. That is something that is going to make a difference in terms of our children being successful. What are some other things that we should be supporting and advocating at a systems or environmental change level? And we just have to figure out what we're going to tackle.
And you guys have, you know, we've embraced the socio-ecological model before. I think we bring that to our meetings, don't we? So we're going to try to, when we give you all this information, you're digesting it, hopefully we'll be putting it in that frame of, you know, environment, you know, the policy level, the organizational level, community level, stuff like that.
You know, one of the things that Marty shared with us earlier last year when we first began talking about ACES was the work that Walla Walla County did, you know, in terms of, if you Google ACES Walla Walla County, they actually have a fabulous website, community-based website, on resilience trumps ACES. And it, their website has what individuals can do, what the community can do, what providers can do. I'll encourage you all to take a look at that. That's one community strategy that that particular county took to begin to educate their community and deal with the issues at a system and a policy level.
And that would certainly take something like what's done with the MAD issue in developing a task force across the different organizations in our community. We can't do this. Public health can't do this. You all can't do this. That would be really, we would advocate to say we need a larger group coming together to talk about what keys they all contribute to building a community that builds resilience and supports children.
And I think just from like a specific point of view, you know, say like you wanted to pick alcoholism as a public health issue. And if we can know from the ACES study, if there's, you know, there's a large population of different ACEs, if certain of those ACEs have a higher contributing factor to, say, alcoholism than another one, and then just being able to kind of reverse engineer the problem back down to its root cause, you know, that'd be something that we could look at, you know, if we want to narrow it down, you know, to a specific focus, and then say, like, on a county level, you know, just for example, alcoholism is the biggest problem we face in Clark County right now as a public health issue, you know, or whatever that might be, if there is one that stands head and shoulders above the rest. You're working it backwards from there. But that's given that the information in the study is broken down that way. If it's not, then, I mean, that kind of falls apart.
It sounds like we're looking at the proposal feeling like this fits in well with the framework of what you'll need over the coming months in terms of education and awareness, that having this forum, you'll be a little further along on the continuum and feel like you'll be contributing to the conversation in the community. Focused on awareness and education. Seeing a few nods.
Yeah.
So, other input before we consider, you know, forming a small committee or a work group. Other input.
Did you make a vote? Did you make a motion?
I make a motion to vote.
I second.
What's the motion for?
To vote for the proposal for the public health week.
Any more discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. So, thank you. Good work on the proposal. And so the next step is forming a subcommittee. Who all would like to be on the subcommittee for this forum?
I would.
Great.
Every day. 5 a.m.
So I have Joan, Greg, Mark, Karen, and Adriana.
We are already pretty far ahead of schedule. We want to spend a little time in a full group talking about the forum or what the subcommittee gets to go for.
What do you all think? Do you all want to talk about the forum for a few minutes? We have like about a half hour, 20 minutes. We should leave some time for public comment if there is any.
I would just say, like Joan was saying, broaching the original idea to the community is a good start, you know, just letting people kind of see it for the first time. But I would add to that, you know, within that context of the forum, because if you educate people and you bring things to light, some people might actually see something and realize that they need help or something along those lines. And so if we're going to, you know, educate and inform, we should also have a part in there that offers help. If something's awakened in somebody or they see a need, you know, or you know, along those lines, so you know, being able to connect people up with resources or what have you, that if they need something based upon the information they just received, that they can go out and receive aid and help.
I think Don mentioned having organizations there, so perhaps having organizations there that are supporting children and families.
Excellent
and
idea.
And having a resource tabling kind of event.
Goes back to just what Mark was saying. When we when the advisory council was originally brought up to speed on this, and we took that test, and we're all like, wow, you know, how much is out there as far as the public? And one question I have for, I know we have a lot of Peace Health and physicians and nurses here at the, what is the awareness at that level as far as the providers, the pediatric level, you know, I mean, those are, you know, what is the awareness with that within the healthcare community? I can tell you dentistry is, it's not even on our radar.
Right. It's not great.
I mean, I think that that's kind of, if you wanted to pick something out, it would be making awareness. And the other thing that just came to me now, especially with the ACEs and what we've got coming on and what the country's been going through for the last 10 years, or better than that now that we've been involved in different wars, is with our veterans coming back and what's that doing to their children? Because, you know, making those veterans, we have the VA right in the same complex as public health. What's awareness at that level, you know, and what's happening with, there's a whole other generation that's growing up with parents that are coming back that aren't well.
Mm-hmm. Right, because one of the screening things is, have you ever felt the strain of your parents?
Exactly.
Or have you ever
abuse.
Had a weapon held at you when you think about some of the TBI and PTSD?
Yep. So, you know, if you wanted to tackle, I mean, just going awareness, I think is the place to start. And that's where I think that we should really focus. There's so many organizations out there that already deal with the results of it. Like Alan, you were saying, we'll deal with the effects of it. How do we start trying to mitigate it or lessen it before we get to that point? I think that's what our main job should be.
I think from the forum, if we were ready to pull a trigger a short time later on community dialogue, you know, so that way during the, you know, when we had the forum, we're educating and say, hey, you know, in 2 or 3 more weeks, we want to listen to the community's narrative back, you know, and find out what that narrative is and be able to just present that date and that time and location during the forum. Then people would come and it's fresh on their minds and they, oh, you know, that's in a couple of weeks. That might be a good strategy as well, to be able to kind of continue that motion forward from that point.
We also, after we did our last town hall, we actually had an online survey. Whether it's a dialogue group, because, you know, we actually had a dialogue group at that point 4 years ago, but we also had an online survey and got some interesting feedback from the online survey. Yeah, we've come a long way now in terms of nowadays you get Survey Monkey every day about something.
Yeah.
Could be part of getting the community engaged in terms of what they want as the next steps.
Yeah.
We have social media. We can also
Well, I think the social media, also the Columbia, you get four, maybe a couple articles, kind of like a little feature thing, kind of as an appetizer for the meeting. You know, give information, but don't give it all there, and see what interest you pick up. You know, to be tied into, you know, the hard times you're having. You've got to do things differently with budgets. You've got to have very early impact. You've got to identify and get a coherent way of handling it.
Can you get
forward
the
CDT to
do the form?
Yeah.
They did.
So if somebody has ideas about speakers or people you know that you think would be good for this, perhaps you can send it to Julie, if you don't mind, Julie, and then Julie can send it to the planning committee.
We'll mention that we had tried to get a one by the quarter, I believe it's her name, down her November meeting, but it was kind of last minute. Laura has been state leader from the family council groups that used to be funded through DOH and maybe others. Laura has now been tapped to be the lead for
wonder if Marnie would be a good resource to ask us also for speakers. Maybe not her, but maybe she would know someone. Just my two cents. I helped organize the forum on youth violence, and I think, in my opinion, if I had to do it over, I would have had fewer speakers.
Right. Fewer speakers, less talking heads, and more opportunity for interaction.
Exactly.
If there was one really strong keynote speaker, I mean, it could just be one.
Right.
Maybe Laura.
Yeah.
And then even do small. I mean, you guys will think about it, but make it as you can have very. You can have a lot of people from the community there that are interested, and some of them have interesting backgrounds and experiences. And if you make it interactive, then they get more opportunity to participate. Mm-hmm. Like at the youth violence one, it would have been great if the youth there had more opportunity to.
So we're just talking about 2 hours in one evening, right? It was a 2 hour, 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'd just say one keynote speaker.
Had come, we could actually talk about how she might build having the audience do the screening and then using that, because as Mark said, and we find out, you know, we have several people who, you know, and Marty shared that with us from our council. We have anywhere from zero to several ACEs in our background, and then you begin to talk about the whole focus of ACEs is the resilience, how you build resilience. And so it's not just bad news, because people that have significant number of ACEs can be resilient with the kinds of community support, you know, the different programs, mentoring programs, and those kinds of things. So it's not just knowing about ACEs, it's then eventually what are the kinds of things that support building resilience.
Perhaps you could get somebody from Walla Walla if there's some successful over there with the resilience program.
I like that as a theme, building resilience.
Yeah. We did hosted a forum with our faith-based organizations that we work with through Park District, Public Neighborhoods, and they were like, why didn't we know this information before? It's amazing. They had an opportunity as faith-based organizations to help build resilience in the community, to be the places for youth support or family support or parent support. So they were really excited to know that resilience side. First, you see the startling information about what's happening to people, and then you think, what can we do to make sure it doesn't affect them in the long run and they don't go through the path towards chronic disease and early death.
Any other comments or questions on the forum? Do you, Alan, do you need anything else from us?
So we're going to give you a bunch of stuff, hopefully, to digest.
Okay. I think we've got a pretty clear agenda of what day we can put together at the beginning here. We get to be grounded and a little chunk of it in each meeting, so it's not overwhelming.
And give you stuff to read in between. And then, you know, we give you some reading material. Then when we have somebody present, like in a month or so, then you'll have had all that, and you know, I think it'll work out better.
Yeah, I agree too.
Retreat. Woo-hoo. Oh, good work. Oh, no.
Oh, I just wanted to, if there's nothing else, I just wanted to move to public comments.
We have a lot of students.
Public comment is where you can comment on anything that is not on the agenda, and then I always kind of put a caveat on it that, you know, related to health in some way, somehow.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
So, and maybe it ties into ACEs too, or maybe not because it's not upstream, but thinking about mental health care for our children. I know that there's been some instances of newspaper occurring. And I know that in Clark County we have like inpatient mental health care for adults, but there's no current easy access for any type of inpatient mental health care for children in our community. And I was wondering, you know, from the public health perspective, how do you go about
biased opinion because I work in a hospital and I've worked in our emergency room, and you see the kids that come in, and it's hard to make that kind of plan. So I was just wondering from a public health perspective, what's anyone else's opinion or thoughts about keeping kids in the park?
I think that's a good point.
So one of the things we can do is get some more information for you on that. So the folks would be really responsible for coordinating that. We get information from our Department of Community Services as well as the Regional Support Network, which provides funding, at least for low-income folks, for mental health. So that's some information we can gather and get back to you when it comes to that. I don't know what the... I haven't looked at the data recently, but if there is a problem with access, we can find out. So one of the things folks are doing is we've created a regional health alliance, you know, with healthcare reform. We're actually looking at a way to combine funding streams as well as delivery system for physical health and mental health and behavioral health, and new ways to address this problem, because up till now the systems have been siloed. You know, mental health is over here, primary care is over there. So we're looking at new ways of doing that. But you know, we can get some more information. I don't have data on the gaps right now in front of me. Any information on gaps in terms of our ability in accessing for mental health with the pediatric population?
On February 4th, which is the first Tuesday in February, at 10 o'clock, our newly formed County Fall Prevention Coalition has invited FD Cares, which stands for Fire Department Community Assistance, CARS, Community Assistance Referral and Education Services. And basically, it's a program that was started through the Kent Fire Authority. And what it is, it's a program that looks to take everything that comes through the EMS system, comes through, and it's dealt with. I mean, I'm not the expert on this, but it's dealt with as an emergency basis, wherein a vast majority of them are not actually emergency basis, like, you know, Henry fell on the floor and I need help getting him up, right? So this program works to define that and help tier off what's an actual emergency with what's not. And then so our actual emergency services deal with the emergencies, and then it develops another subset of personnel through different means to deal with the folks that are the non-emergent. And one of the goals is that in helping people that are chronic users of the 911 system that go in and are constantly going through the emergency room and constantly calling the 911 because they, you know, they have another UTI, you know, bladder infection or something like that, of helping them, getting the resources out to them to get them to break the circle and get them out of that system. And so, as I understand it, FD Cares Kent has been very successful in that. And they're a growing program, and not only that, but they invest into other municipalities, other communities, both within Washington State and in other states. They've traveled to Hawaii and helped fire departments in Hawaii develop a program. So nonetheless, they're coming down to present about their program on the 4th at the home care offices, 5400 MacArthur, at 10 o'clock. And so if anybody's interested in learning about FD Cares, I would invite them to come and see what they have to say.
Greg, this is a community group that's hosting
it? We started a county fall prevention coalition, and so it's the fall prevention coalition is hosting it.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome, thanks.
Any other announcements, comments, questions, observations? Okay. Not hearing any, do you have a motion to adjourn? Okay. All right. Thank you. And I want to say a big thank you to Julie Graham, who keeps our meeting running smoothly.
All right.
Oops. Yep. One more meeting recorded.